Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Gardaí are grappling with a huge number of reported cases of financial fraud following a new mechanism put in place for financial institutions to report suspected crimes. Well, a big backlog of cases has built up. Conor Lally, crime and security editor with the Irish Times, has been reporting on this and he joins me now. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning, Claire.
So we might think at first look that this is bad news, that there are hundreds of lots of cases, tens of thousands at least, of cases built up. But actually, in the long run, it might be a good thing. So you might just explain to us what's going on here.
Yeah, so if we go back on the timeline a little bit, Claire, the Garda Economic Crime Bureau, which is the fraud squad, it put in place a new unit in August of 2023 to basically remind the financial institutions and various other financial services that they were legally obliged to report any frauds or suspected frauds to the guards. The Gardaí always suspected that there was a lot of fraudulent activity going on that wasn't being forwarded on to them. So really, when that office was put in place, some of the financial institutions then obviously began, you know, reporting more and more of these cases. They also put technology in place to report, you know, more of these frauds more easily and in a faster way. So if we fast forward now, almost a year and a half after that, we've got tens of thousands of these reports that have essentially been forwarded from the banks and other financial institutions to the guards, and they haven't been opened yet simply because the volume of them is so high. So the Gardaí flagged this with the CSO at the end of last year, and the CSO basically suspended the publication of any further crime data until these frauds were analysed. Mm-hmm. So it's a big backlog of frauds simply because the volume of fraud and attempted fraud taking place in Ireland is really, really high and has been for years.
Right. So once the guards get a grip on this, and you are going to explain how that might happen, will we have a clearer picture of what sorts of fraud is happening and maybe be able to identify patterns in those frauds?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly will have a clearer picture. I mean, the ideal scenario is that as these reports are sent into the Gardaí, that in real time they're able to open them, analyse them, and they know what's happening in real time. And what I mean by that is, you know, generally in Ireland, what tends to happen is, and, you know, people will be aware that they will get things like bogus text messages, bogus phone calls, emails, and so on. And these will all be about trying to entice a person to enter their bank account details or their payment card details onto a website. You know, click on a link, enter your bank account details here. So generally in Ireland, these types of frauds, they happen in waves. So a particular style of fraud will be popular for maybe, you know, 6 weeks or 2 months or so. Then they'll stop and then you will have a new type of fraud. So ideally, if these reports are opened as they arrive in with the guards, the Gardaí will be able to see what these trends are and they will be able to counteract them in real time. Mm-hmm. Because there's a delay now, and there has been for quite some time, you could say the fraudsters have probably had a head start. They've been able to carry on with these waves of frauds, you know, changing their tactics before the authorities really catch up and are able to warn people just about these new trends.
So are the guards going to be able to catch up?
Well, I think they are. I mean, the problem for the guards here is that I suppose in a lot of cases when these frauds take place, if somebody has lost a relatively small amount of money from their bank account or from their credit card, they will often raise this with the bank. And in many cases, the bank will refund them that cash. And really, when that happens, up until now, really, neither the bank or the victim has reported that crime to the guards. And the problem there is that you have thousands of those types of crimes going on. The guards are not hearing about them. They're not spotting the trends that are going on. And really, they're being denied vital information about the people and their tactics that are carrying out these frauds. So the more information they have, once they can analyse that in real time, they actually have the resources there to open all these reports from the banks and various other services, and they know what's going on in real time. They can then act in real time. Mm-hmm. But it should be said that even in these tens of thousands of cases now that are waiting to be processed, there will be high-level information there. So It will show the Gardaí, for example, that certain accounts, certain individuals, so certain bank accounts, certain individuals are common factors in lots of frauds. And this will enable the guards to really identify, you know, fraud gangs that are working as a group, very often sending the cash back to a very small number of accounts. So it will help the Gardaí identify who are really in charge of the criminal networks and who's working for these networks, what parts of the country they're involved in, and so on.
But Conor, I think people listening to this will wonder, well, if the guards haven't opened tens of thousands of these reports that have come in, how then are we going to get to this great moment where they'll be able to see what's going on in real time?
Well, I suppose the short answer to that one is they're just going to have to spend time. They're going to have to, you know, add extra resources into the Garda Economic Crime Bureau to open this backlog, to process them all, to add these to the crime stats, and to really carry out criminal investigations into those cases. That is going to take some time, and I think it's going to take a long time. So this backlog really is going to remain a problem for a period of time. It's hard to know exactly how long it will take, but if they got through it by the end of the year, I'd be surprised. Now, look, that is speculation, I guess, but we're talking about a very high volume of unopened cases, and this is going to take a lot of work to get through these. Mm-hmm. And then once they get through the backlog, they're going to have to add in personnel there. They're also going to have technology on the Garda end to be able to, process and profile all of these very high volume reports that are coming through to them. Because really, if you're getting tens of thousands of reports, even a team of people working on this all the time is not really going to be able to open all of them. And you're going to need things like AI and other technology to process them before actual people open them.
It also means that we're going to have to report these attempted frauds now rather than just blocking, ignoring, deleting. You know, the measures that people are taking now, we're probably going to have to tell the financial institution about them so that they can pass it on to the guards.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the majority of cases, what will happen is if a fraud is attempted, whether it's successful or unsuccessful, so if people have gleaned a person's bank account details, they then try and access that bank account to steal cash from the account. That will either be unsuccessful or successful. Mm-hmm. And either way, that will be flagged by the technology in the bank. So I think the primary responsibility for reporting these will certainly rest with the banks.
With the institutions.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And you're talking about, you're talking about a whole range of institutions, everybody from OnPost to Bank of Ireland, AIB, Revolut, and other types of services like that. Okay. I mean, I think since the pandemic, a lot of people who would have previously used cash are now transferring some money electronically. And this has proven very fertile ground for fraudsters, because the more transactions that happen online and the more accounts that are online, the more opportunity there is for fraud gangs to try and target those online accounts.
Conor, thank you. Conor Lally there from the Irish Times. Back after this break, we'll be talking about bird flu.